सौन्दर्यलहरीं श्लोका 6 धनुर्पौष्पमौर्वी मधुकरमयी पञ्चविशिखाः वसन्तः सामन्तः मलयमरुत् आयोधनरथः तथाप्येकः सर्वं हिमगिरिसुते कामपि कृपाम् अपाङ्गात्ते लब्ध्वा जगदिदम् अनङ्गः विजयते. This is the 6th shloka where Amba is worshipped as Shri Himagiri Sutayai Namaha, the daughter of Himavan. The compassion of her eyes, that is her side glance, her kataksham, that is what is emphasized in this shloka. For Putra Sandhanam, Dampatyoho, Parama Maitri Siddhyartham, to influence others in terms of our good qualities and efforts. For all these things, people normally recite this shloka. Himagiri Sute, Acharya is addressing Amba as the daughter of Himavan. Himagiri Sute, Dhanuhu. Dhanuhu is the bow. Bow referred to the Manmatha's bow. Manmatha's bow, Paushpam, is made up of flowers. His bow is made up of flowers. And Maurvi, Maurvi is the string in the bow. That is made up of what? Madhukara Mayi comprises of a cluster of honeybees. Madhukara, the honeybees. And Vishikaha, Vishikaha, the arrows. There are 5 arrows, Pancha, 5 arrows. Samantaha, and they are also made up of flowers. And who is his assistant? Vasantaha, the spring season, is the assistant for Manmatha. And what is the war chariot? Ayodhana Rataha. He is going on a fight. And for that yuddham, he is riding on a chariot, Ayodhana Rataha. And Ratham is Malaya Marut, the gentle breeze, the southern breeze. They call it in Tamil, Tendral. The gentle breeze, Malaya Marut, Ayodhana Rataha. So these are all his equipments. He has got an arrow, bow, made up of all flowers. And the string in the bow is made up of honeybees. And he has got 5 flowers only as arrows. And spring season is his assistant. And he has got the southern breeze as the chariot. Only with this kind of equipment, tatha api, even then, anangaha, this Manmatha has no body. Anangaha, I related this story in the other webinar yesterday, in the last week, even though anangaha Manmatha, ekaha, by himself alone, te apangate, by your side glance, by your mere kataksham, by the corner of your eye, you looked at him once. Kamapi kripam labdhva. By that side glance, having obtained some favor, kamapi kripam labdhva, having got such favor, vijayate, he conquers what? Idam sarvam jagat. This entire world he conquers. This Manmatha conquers even this entire jagat, just blessed by the mere side glance of your eyes. Kama Pujitayai Namaha, Kama Sevitayai Namaha. There are so many namas for Amba describing her as Kama Sevitayai, Kama Pujitayai and all that. So Acharya wonders, O daughter of Himavan, Manmatha has only a bow made up of flowers with its string comprising of honeybees, and has barely 5 arrows, all made up of flowers only. Spring season is his assistant, and the gentle southern breeze is his war chariot. Yet, with all such frail equipment, being bodiless and being alone, this Manmatha, he subjugates the entire universe, having obtained some favor through your benign side glance. That is Acharya's imagination. And because he doesn't have any body, the body also does not have any feeling, because all the body and all, the sense of touch and all the sense of look, none of those feelings he can have. Even though he is having no feelings all for himself, he is able to instigate the feelings of love and attraction and kama in so many people. That is why in Taittiriya Upanishad, in the Taittiriya Aranyakam, in the Surya Namaskara Mantra, Aruna Prashna, Acheta Yascha Chetanaham Satam Manima Vindat Sonanguli Ravayat So Griva Pratya Munchat So Jihvo Asaschata Naitam Rishim Ititva Nagaram Pravishet. Very beautifully described. Even though he has no body, no hand, none of them. Anguli is all the hands, the fingers. So even though he has no hands and no fingers, he unites everyone. So Griva Pratya Munchat, he has no neck at all. But he is wearing Satam Manima Vindat. He is having this garland of made up of all pearls and all that thing. So Jihvo Asachata, he has no tongue, no taste. None of those things, he has Anangaha. In spite of it, he is creating all kinds of tastes in all people. So this kind of vidya, this is called Ananga Vidya. There is a separate vidya. This is called Ananga Vidya. And for this vidya also, there is a rishi. Manmatha itself, himself is a rishi. And there is also, for this particular vidya, there is a mantra, Avyakta Gayatri Mantra. And that is the Chandas. And also the Devata is supposed to be Rajarajeshwari for this. So it is a separate vidya, this entire thing, even though he has bodiless. And the five arrows of the Manmatha, Kama, they are supposed to be the lotus flower, the Ashoka flower, the mango flower, the jasmine flower, and the Nilotpala. This is the blue lotus flower. So these are the five flowers, the arrows, which are the five flowers. And he is supposed to be one of the 12 celebrated devotees of the Devi. We actually mentioned all the other devotees in the previous seminar. So the Kama Vidya that is supposed to have been revealed to him in response to his upasana for about 3 years through the Meru Mantra. These are all separate upasana Manmatha has done praying to the Devi. So Devi conferred on Kama parts of her own attributes, her own amshas. For example, the bow and arrows that Rajarajeshwari, she has in her hands. She gave this to him. She revealed to him in response to his own upasana. And this Kama Bija Mantra is supposed to be clean, is the Bija Mantra. And that is traced from the Kamapi Kripam, the Ka. That Ka, in clean, the Ka is derived from the Kamapi Kripam. And the Malayamarut, the La is derived from this Malayamarut. And the I in clean is derived from the Maurvi, the Paushpam Maurvi, and the Bindu in the Paushpam, so Janaswara. So that is how the Kleem Bija Mantra, that is supposed to be Kama Bija Mantra, Kleem, that is derived from this particular, is traceable to all these words, and is considered Chakreshwari Bijam, and the Sarvasa Paripuraka Chakra, that is supposed to be the Chakra, that is traced by the Anandagiri. In his commentary, he traced Sarvasa Paripuraka Chakram, Aim Kleem Sauhu. So this is the Bala Triprasundari Mantra also. So that is traced also in this particular shloka. And the five flowers that is described here, they are supposed to be attacking the five Indriyas. So, and the Pancha Tanmatras, the five subtle elements, Shabda, Sparsha, Rupa, Rasa, Gandha, Shabda is the sound, Sparsha is sense of touch, Rupa form, Rasa is taste, and the Gandha is smell. So all these five Indriyas, they are all to be controlled. And the Bhav is Manas, the mind is the Manas, that is the basis. So even though the Indriyas, they capture all the information from outside, and then they send it to the mind. Mind is the one that directs. And all of them, the buddhi makes the actual determination of what to do, but Manas is the one that quickly responds to all the things and directs all these indriyas also. Mano rupe ikshuko danda, panjatanmatra sayaka. Mano rupe ikshuko danda, the one who has the bow or the form of mind, manaha. So the flower relates to all the five elements, all the five sense organs, and also the softness of the flower that is traceable to the sense of touch, sparsham. And the beauty of the flower is related to the rupa of the form, and the sweetness of the flower, the honey, supposed to be the taste of rasam, the taste, and the fragrance of the flower related to the gandha aspect, the smell, and the shabda. Shabda is provided by the humming honey bees. So that is how the imagination is given here for this particular mantra. And the upasana is called, as I told, is ananga vidya. So even though Manmatha is supposed to be without any feelings because of no body, but he is the one who is in the mind of every sentient being as Kama, as Chetanam. So even though he is a Chetana, he is in the heart of, in the minds of everyone as Chetana. And he is the, what, because of what? He got the famous Sri Vidya Ratnam from the Amba. So even though he has no fingers, he is able to hold together people. And even though he has no the neck, he is wearing the manimala, he is able to. Even though he has no tongue, he is able to taste. So such a mantra drashta is this Manmatha. So without remembering this, without knowing him, one should not even enter into the Sri Chakra Puja. Actually, Kanchi Acharya, he is very emphatic, even in saying that in Yajurveda, in Arunam, Taittiriya Aranyakam, the first canto, that says very, very emphatically about the way this Ananga Vidya is given. Shloka 7. Kvanat Kanchi Dama Karikalaba Kumbhasthana Nataha Parikshina Madhye Parinata Sharachandra Vadana Dhanurbanan Pasham Srinimapi Dadana Karatalaihi Purastadastamnaha Puramatituhu Aho Purushika. Here Amba is worshipped as Aho Purushikaye Namaha. The Divya Swarupam of the Devi is being invoked here, and for victory over all kinds of afflictions, enemies, all kinds of things, Shatru Jayam. That is what is going to be the benefit of this particular mantra. And Acharya is addressing Amba as Aho Purushika. May that divine mother, Tripura Sundari, he is being addressed. Purushika, who is the pride of whom? Pura Matituhu, the destroyer of the Tripura. Puramatituhu, the destroyer, that is Paramashiva. Let her, astam, let her appear, purastatnaha, before us. Let her appear before us. How she should appear? Parinata Sharachandra Vadana. Her face shining like the Sharachandra, the autumnal moon, actually Sharan Navaratri. In the Sharat Kalam, Navaratri Utsavam, Amba's great Utsavam. So she is shining like the Sharat Chandra, the autumnal moon, the full moon in the autumn season, in the Sharad Ritu. Parikshina Madhye, her tender, very thin waist, in the central portion of her body waist, Kvanat Kanchi Dama, in that waist, what she has done? She is wearing a waist ornament, a udyanam. Actually, Mekala is supposed to be also a waist ornament, but Mekala normally is only a plain odiyan. But when you attach all these chalangai to that is kungurus, if you attach all of them, the jingling odiyanam, we can call it the jingling odiyanam, the Kvanat Kanchi Dama. That's why she is actually Dama around the waist, she is wearing that. That is why actually Krishna is called Damodara, Dama Udara. You know what, Yashoda is supposed to have tied his, a particular, the stone, this thing around his, in the waist, by the stomach. So that's why Damodara. So Kwanath Kanchi Dama adorned with jingling Udyanam and Kari Kalaba Kumbastana Natha. Her body, what happened, is tender waist and the body is slightly bent forward by the weight of her own breasts, which are resembling the temples of an elephant, the mastaka of the elephant. Kari Kalaba Kumbastana Natha, Kari is elephant. Karatalaihi, in her hands, what she holds, Danur, Vanan, Pasham, Srinim, Api. She is holding the Danuhu. Danuhu is her bow, which is sugarcane bow. Vanan, all her, the arrows, they are all flower arrows. And Pasham is the rope. And the Srini is the goat, Ankusha. So she is holding all these four things in her hand, in four hands, respectively, she is holding each one of them. And that is how she is imagined here as Aho Purushika. So let that gracious Devi, who is the pride of the destroyer of the Tripura Samhareshwara, Parameshwara, let her appear before us, her face shining like the full Sharad Chandra, the autumnal moon. And her waist adorned with the Udyanam, with all the jingling bells around it. And her body slightly bent by the weight of her own breast, resembling the temples of the elephant. Her hands holding the bow, the arrows, the rope, and the god. God is Ankusha. So let her appear before me in this particular form. So that is how the Acharya imagine Amba to appear before the devotee. So this is a very beautiful shloka with so much of imagination in the way the Acharya wants to portray her. Now, in the Manmatha's hand, he also has gone the bow and the arrow. And the bow and arrow in the hands of Manmatha, they signify kamam. Kamam and all kinds of sensual pleasures. That's what that signifies. Whereas in Amba's hand, they signified the moksha palam, the moksha kama. That is what the desire, the craving desire to get moksha. That is what is signified by her bow and her dhanus. That is actually again the manas, the mind is signified there again, and the vanas, all the arrows, they are all the pancha indriyas in terms of Manmatha's arrows attacking them, whereas here the experience of moksha is what is being emphasized here. So indriya nigraham by her pushpabanam, the senses, they are all controlled. Manonigraham and indriya nigraham. Manonigraham is the control of the mind called the shama. And indriya nigraham is called control of the senses called damaha. So manas is called antar indriyam, the inner equipment. And the other sense organs are called bahir indriyam. So indriya nigraham is control of our senses and our mind. And that has to be achieved if a person has to get chitta shuddhi and finally to worship the Devi and also to gain moksha. So this is, even though she has got all these things in her hands also, like Manmatha also is having, she is also having, the purpose is very, very different for both of them. So that is the autumnal ritu, the Sharad ritu, that is what is portrayed here in this particular shloka. And the Amba also is portrayed in both the gross aspect. Amba is the divine Shakti, divine mother, is called Chit Shakti. Chit Shakti, Chit Shakti Chetana Rupa, Lalita Sahasranama. And the Chit Shakti, the gross aspect of the Chit Shakti is also depicted in Lalita Sahasranama in about 40 names, from the 12th name to the 51st name. Nija Runa Prabha Pura Majjad Brahmanda Mandalaye Namaha. From there up to Sarvabharana Bhushitaye Namaha. They are all the gross aspect of Amba. And the subtle aspect, the sukshma aspect of Amba is given by five names in Lalita Sahasranama. Srimad Vagbhava Kutaika Swarupa Mukha Pangajaye Namaha. From that, Moola Kuta Sreya Kalevaraye Namaha. up to those five names, they give the subtle aspect of Amba. And Sukshmatara, subtle and subtler, that is given by two names again, Mula Mantratmika, Mula Kota Trekalevaraya Namaha, both the names, they give the subtler aspect of Amba, and the Sukshmatama, the subtlest aspect, that is given by 22 names, starting from 90 to 111. Kulamrutaika Rasikaya Namaha, Visadantu Taniyasya Namaha. Up to that, all those names, they give the subtlest aspect of Amba. So depending on one's ability, one's maturity, one's spiritual evolution, one way you will be able to relate to Amba according to one's own level. Either in the grass form, in the subtle form, subtler form, or the subtlest form. And the subtlest form, that means what? The Indriya Nigraham has to happen as much. In the grass form, no Indriya Nigraham has happened at all. And in subtler form, one has to be able to control the senses and the mind and should be able to focus on the Devi. Then only one will be able to experience the subtlest aspect of the Devi. So that is how the Upasana has to evolve for a person from the gross aspect through the subtler aspects till the time a person is able to reach the Amba's actual, the subtlest aspect of her in the Upasana. So these are all, again, in the Devi Upasana, there are various stages, and all these stages one should be able to practice and then should be able to cross over all of them and reach Amba's grace. So this is what the Upasana is given here. And again, Raga Swarupa Pashadhyaye Namaha, Krodha Akara Angusha Ujvalaye Namaha, Krodha Akara Angusha Ujvalaye Namaha, and then Mano Rupa Ikshu Kodandaye Namaha, Pancha Tanmatra Sayakaye Namaha, all those things are all given here. For Manmatha, as I told, the bow of the sugar cane. For Amba also, bow of the sugar cane. He also has got five astras, that is arrows. Amba also has got all of flowers. So Panjabanam for both of them. For people who are all immersed in Kama, for people, such people, to control Kama, one should have the grace of Amba. And to control the mind, one should have Amba's grace. So to get control of our Antarindriya and Bahirindriya, that is the mind and the external Indriyas, Amba's anugraha is needed. So that is why the same Amba who could control the moha in Shiva by her kataksha, she could control the moha in Shiva, but the same kataksha which she gave to Manmatha is able to create moha among people. So that is the Tirobhava Shakti. See, for Bhagavan, there are five particular responsibilities are given. That is Srishti, Stiti, Samhara, Tirobhava, and Anugraha. Srishti, of course, we know is creation. Stiti is maintenance. And Laya is final dissolution. And there are two more. One is called Tirobhava, another is Anugraha. Tirobhava is Maya. Even though we all know, experience Brahman all the time, even when I speak, when I sleep, all the time I experience Brahman, but that is hidden from us by the power of Maya. And to remove that, and again to show us our real nature, even for that, Amba's anugraha is needed. That is why Tirobhava is also her Maya Shakti. And to remove the Tirobhava, to remove that Maya Shakti, and enable us to see our own nature, that is also her anugraha. So by all these mind control, sense control, and all that thing, one prepares oneself in the path of gaining knowledge, and through Jnana Marga, one will be able to attain her final grace. Shloka 8. Sudha Sindor Madhye Suravita Pivati Parivrute Manidvipe Nipo Pavanavati Chinta Manigrihe Shivakare Manche Paramashiva Pariyankanilayam Bhajanti Twam Danyaham Katichana Chidananda Lakarim. So here, Chidananda Lakariye Namaha, that is how the name of Amba is worshipped here. The abode of the Devi is supposed to be the Chintamani Graham. We are going to see details of all of them later. So, removal of all afflictions due to samsara. That is supposed to be the benefit of this. So, సంసార బంధ విమోచనార్థం. దట్ ఈస్ హౌ దిస్ మంత్ర ఈస్ ప్రాక్టీస్డ్. సో ఆచార్య సేస్ ధన్యాహ కతిచన ఆర్ దోస్ పీపుల్, దోస్ ఫ్యూ పీపుల్ దే ఆర్ ధన్యాహ, దే ఆర్ ఆల్ ఫార్చునేట్ ఆర్ దోస్ పీపుల్ హూ ఆర్ దే భజంతి భజంతి త్వాం హూ వర్షిప్ యు. ఆల్ దోస్ పీపుల్ హూ వర్షిప్ యు దే ఆర్ ద మోస్ట్ ఫార్చునేట్ పీపుల్. అండ్ హౌ యూ షుడ్ బి వర్షిప్డ్ ఇన్ ద ఫార్మ్ ఆఫ్ చిదానంద లహరి. చిదానంద లహరి, ఆనంద లహరి మీన్స్ ది ఫ్లడ్ ఆఫ్ బ్లడ్, ది ఫ్లడ్ ఆఫ్ కాన్షియస్నెస్, బ్లిస్, ఆనంద. సో ఆనంద లహరి, ఫ్లడ్ ఆఫ్ కాన్షియస్నెస్, చిదానంద లహరి. అండ్ ది పరమశివ పర్యంగ నిలయాం, హౌ ఆర్ యు, యు ఆర్ సీటెడ్ ఆన్ ద ల్యాప్ ఆఫ్ పరమశివ. పరమశివ పర్యంగ నిలయాం, యు ఆర్ సీటెడ్ ఆన్ దాట్. అండ్ వేర్ శివాకారే మంచే, దట్ ఈస్ దిస్ కాట్, దిస్ ఇమాజినేషన్, దర్ ఇస్ అ కాట్, ఎ బెడ్ ఆన్ విచ్ శివ ఈస్ సీటెడ్. అండ్ ఇన్ దాట్ మంచం హీ ఈస్ సీటెడ్ అండ్ ఆన్ హిస్ ల్యాప్ పరమశివ, యు ఆర్ సీటెడ్ శివాకారే మంచే. అండ్ వేర్ దాట్ మంచా ఈస్ లొకేటెడ్, దట్ కాట్ ఈస్ లొకేటెడ్ చింతామణి గృహే, ఇన్ ద చింతామణి గృహం, ఇన్ ద హౌస్ ఆఫ్ చింతామణి విత్ ఇట్స్ గార్డెన్ ఫిల్డ్ విత్ వాట్, నీప ఉపనవతి. నీప ఉపనవతి, నీపోపవనవతి, నీప ఉపనవతి, కడంబ ట్రీస్, దర్ ఆర్ ఆల్ దిస్, ఇట్స్ ఎ కడంబవనం, కదంబవన వాసిని. సో కదంబవనం, షీఈస్ ఇన్ కదంబవన, దిస్ ఇన్ దట్ ఫారెస్ట్ ఆఫ్ కదంబవన, దర్ ఇస్ అ చింతామణి గ్రహ, దట్ ఈస్ వేర్ దిస్ ఇస్. అండ్ వేర్ ఈస్ దట్ కదంబవన, మణిద్వీపే, ఇన్ ది ఐలండ్ ఆఫ్ జెమ్స్, ఆల్ కైండ్స్ ఆఫ్ ప్రెషియస్ జెమ్స్, దర్ ఇస్ దిస్ ఐలండ్ మణిద్వీపే, విచ్ ఇస్ సిచ్యువేటెడ్ వేర్, సుధా సింధోహో మధ్యే, ఇన్ ది మిడిల్ ఆఫ్ ది ఓషన్ ఆఫ్ నెక్టర్ అమృతం. సో థింక్ ఆఫ్ దట్, a ocean of amrutam in which there is an island, that is manidvipam, and in that island there are so many kadamba trees, kadamba trees are there, and in that forest there is this chintamani graham, the house made up of all chintamani stones, and in that there is the shivakare manche, that is this cot in which Shiva is seated and you are seated on his lap. That is how Ambal is imagined in the middle of that ocean. Suravitapi vati parivrute, and that is surrounded by groves of kalpaka trees. One chintamani stone itself is enough to, you just think it gives you whatever you want. This is chintamani graham, the entire thing is built of chintamani graham, and all kadambavanam, kalpaka vriksham, all those things give whatever one wants. So if a person imagines, if a person worships her, so fortunate are those people who worship you, who in the form of what? Ananda Lahari, the seated on the lap of Paramashiva, on the auspicious bed, Shivakare Manche, inside the mansion constructed of Chintamani gems, which mansion is surrounded by the garden full of Kadamba trees, and which is in the island of gems of all kinds, surrounded by Kalpaka Vrikshas, situated in the ocean of nectar, ocean of Amritam. So, such place, that is the how the Chintamani Graham is imagined in which Amba is located. And this Chintamani Graham, how that Graham itself is. This is all the island, Manidvipam, and all those things are all there. And in that, this is the Chintamani Graham itself, how it is made. There are so many, the details are all given in so many places. There are supposed to be 25 outer corridors in that Chintamani Graham, in that house. There are 25 outer corridors. Starting from iron at the very first. Iron, steel, copper, white metal, brass, panchaloha, silver, gold, pushparagam. That means from the grossest iron, wrought, grossest iron. From that we are going subtler and subtler. Silver, gold, then pushparaga, then padmaraga, gometaka, vajram, vaidurium, indranilam, pearl, maragatam, coral, Navaratnam, Nanaratnam, there are 19 corridors starting from iron all the way up to Nanaratnam, various different types of precious stones. So one corridor after the inner, it's going on from the outermost to 19 corridors we have crossed so far. And then there are three more corridors made up of the principles of mind, the intellect and the ego. As I told earlier, these three are called Antarindriyas or Antakarana. Mind is the Manas, the intellect is buddhi and ego is ahankara. All these things are one and the same only, but depending on the function, the name changes. When the mind is in the state of oscillation, it is not able to decide what is right and what is not right. Sankalpa vikalpatmakam manaha. Mano is supposed to be vacillating of its nature. So that is manas. And when the same manas is able to make a determination, nischayatmika buddhihi, then it is buddhi. The same thing is called buddhi. And this ahankara is the ego, ahankarta, the bhava that I am the doer. So all these things are one and the same. So these three principles are the next set of three corridors. So 19 plus 3, 2, 12, 22. And the brilliance of sun, moon and manmatha, all these three things are the other three corridors. So these are all people have to go through all these various stages. So 19 plus 3 plus another 3, so 25. So there are 25 corridors. And in the 8th corridor is supposed to be this Kadambavana. And there is her, she has got her minister, Mantrini, Shyamala. So she is now located in the 8th corridor in the Kadambavana. And in the 15th corridor, there are all these Ashtadikpalakas, the directional deities, Indra, Agni, Yamadharmaraja, Nirruti, Varuna, Vayu, Kubera, Ishana, all these various directional deities. They are all guarding in the 15th corridor. And in the 16th corridor, she has got her Mantrini, the minister, Shyamala, and she has got also her general, the general who is the chief of all her armies, that is Dandini. So Mantrini is her minister and Dandini is her general. And because Mantrini, the minister, he has also, the Mantrini also has got a house in the 16th corridor also, in addition to the 8th corridor. And the 17th corridor is occupied by all the yoginis. Chatushashti Koti Yogini. There are so many, 64 crores of you. So many of yoginis are there. They are all other devatas. And then 18th corridor is occupied by Mahavishnu. 19th occupied by Ishana. 20th is occupied by Tara Devi. 21st by Varuni. 22nd is the fort of ego, Ahankara. This is called Kurukulla Devi. She is supposed to be occupying that corridor. And 23rd is occupied by Surya Prakara and also Bhairava, Kala Bhairava. He is occupying that thing. 24th occupied by Moon. 25th is the Shringara Vanam. That is the forest of Shringara. There Manmatha is there and there is a Padmavanam, a lotus, a garden of lotus flowers and groves of Kalpaka Vriksham. In that place, in the center, there is Chintamani Graham. So now we can imagine, you know, how the devotee is imagining Amba, how she is seated, how she is so dear, and in such a place she is seated, and the Chintamani Graham itself has got so many different aspects, and the 8 directions of the Chintamani Graha, they are all again guarded by all the directional deities, and the entrance, you have got the Mantrini and Dandini who are guarding that particular Graha again, and then at the center, we have got this, the Navavarna Sri Chakra. The Navavarna Sri Chakra, we are going to see all those details later. Navavarna, what are the, Avarna means enclosure. Avarna means 9 different enclosures. So there are 9 different enclosures and at the center of which, there is this Bindu Peetam, there is this dot. That is where this Amba's, the foot is supposed to be, the feet are supposed to be residing. We will see those details as we go through further. But in that particular Chintamani Graham, at the center, there is this Navavarna Sri Chakram is there. And at the center of that is the, there is this Pancha Brahma Asana. That is this particular cot where it is, there are 4 legs to the cot and the 4 legs are occupied by Brahma, Vishnu, Rudra and Ishana. These are the 4 people who are the legs for that particular cot. On which the plank, for the cot there should be a plank. That plank is Sadashiva. And on that plank, that is in Paramashiva's lap, Amba is seated. That is how the particular imagination is made here. And this is called actually Omkara Mancham. Omkara Mancham is Pranava Mancham. Omkara Mancha is made up of what? The 3 letters are U and Ma, and these are the combination of all these three, and also this Ardha Matra. Ardha Matra are the Bindu, that, you know, that sound. So, A, U, Ma and the sound, so the Nada, that is Nada Bindu. So, all these put together. So, A, U, Ma, Nada and Bindu, all these five put together, that is the Omkaram. So, in that, then the Bindu Peetam, Amba is supposed to be seated. And on the northwest corner, there is this Chitagni Kundam. Chidakrikunda Sampodaya Namaha. So these are all, in some of these names would be familiar to people who recite Lalita Sahasranama regularly. So Chidakni Kundam is supposed to be there at the northwest corner, and Mahatripura Sundari is seated in this particular, you know, in this mancha, that is Panjabrahmasana. On that she is. So all the four directions are all guarded by the Chaturamnaya Devatas, Indra, Yama. Varuna, Indra is guarding the eastern direction, Yama is guarding the southern direction, Varuna is guarding the western direction, and Kubera is guarding the northern direction. So all these directions are guarded by all these various devatas, and that is how the Chintamani Graha itself is imagined. And in that Chintamani Graha, Chintamani itself will give you anything you just think of. Kamadenu, you go and ask whatever you want, Kamadenu will give. Kalpaka Vriksha, Parijada, trees and all, whatever you go ask them, they will give. Chintamani, whatever you think, it will give. So, all these celestial things can give whatever people desire. And in such a place, if Amba is there, means what? By doing proper sadhana and bhakti to her, one may be able to achieve all kinds of benefits, whether it is material benefit or spiritual benefit, so long as the Shraddha and bhakti towards her is very sincere and 100%. Shloka 9. Mahim Mooladhare Kamapi Manipure Hutavaham Sitam Swadishthane Hridimarutam Akashamupari Manopi Bru Madhye Sakalamapi Bitva Kulapatam Sahasrare Padme Saharahati Patya Viharase. So here, this is Sahasrara Padma Viharinye Namaha is what is the name of the Amba in this particular shloka. So, the places where the Devi does sanchar, wherever she moves about, that is what is given here in this shloka. So, practicing this shloka, doing Parayanam, will enable a person to master over the five elements. Pancha Bhuta Vashyata Siddhartha. So, will be able to gain mastery over all the five elements. That is what is the benefit of the shloka. So, Mooladhare Mahim. O Mother, you are transcending the tattva of earth in the Mooladhara Chakra. Actually, we are going to see all the Shat Chakras and all in this shloka. The six chakras. Mooladhara Chakram is one. I am going to explain all of them in some detail. So, as we go further in the shloka. But now I only just give the meaning of the shloka. So, transcending the tattva of earth. Mooladhara Chakra is supposed to signify the tattva of earth, the principle of earth, Mooladhara Chakra. And Manipure Kamapi, of the water, kam is water. Manipure Kamapi, of water in the Manipura Chakra. So there is a Mooladhara Chakra, there is a Manipura Chakra. Swadishtane Sitam Hutavaham, of Agni Tattva in the Swadishtana Chakra. And Hridi Martam, of the Vayu Tattva in the Anahata Chakra, and Akasham of space, Upari, above means Anahata Chakra, in the Vishuddhi Chakra, above the Anahata Chakra, the Vishuddhi Chakra, that is the Akasha space principle, and Manopi Brumatye of the mind Tattva, Manas Tattvam, in the middle of the eyebrows, Brumatye, in the Ajna Chakra, that is the location of Ajna Chakra. Sakalam kulam padamapi bitva. Likewise, breaking through all the chakras, starting from Mooladhara, going through all the chakras along the Sushumna Nadi, that is the Nadi. We are going to explain all of them. Sahasrare Padme, above in the 1000 petaled Sahasrara, that is a 1000 petaled Sahasrara chakram at the very top. Rahasi, in a secret place. What do you do in such a secret place? విహరసే యు ఆర్ స్పోర్టింగ్ విత్ హూమ్ పత్యాసహ విత్ యువర్ హస్బెండ్ పరమశివ యు ఆర్ స్పోర్టింగ్ ఇన్ సచ్ ఎ ప్లేస్ సో దట్ ఈస్ వాట్ ది ఇమాజినేషన్ హియర్ ఈస్ సో బ్రేకింగ్ త్రూ ద మూలాధార చక్ర ద మణిపూర ది స్వాధిష్టాన ది అనాహత ద విశుద్ధి అండ్ ద ఆజ్ఞాచక్ర అండ్ హ్యావింగ్ క్రాస్ ద ఎర్త్ వాటర్ ఎయిర్ స్పేస్ అండ్ మైండ్ తత్వాస్ ఆల్ దీస్ ప్రిన్సిపుల్స్ ఆర్ ది రెస్పెక్టివ్ చక్రాస్ యూ రీచ్ దీస్ 1000 పెటల్డ్ లోటస్ అండ్ సపోర్ట్ దేర్ విత్ యువర్ స్పౌస్ సదాశివ దట్ ఈస్ ది ఇమాజినేషన్ ఇన్ దిస్ పర్టికులర్ శ్లోక as I told you in this thing you know there is mantra tantra yantra everything is there these are all various yantras now the various chakras that are mentioned here chakras are these are all various places positions in the body inside the body the various places in the body in each of them there are some energy centers all these chakras signify some kind of energy centers inside the body And the Mooladhara Chakra, Mooladharam is supposed to be, people might have heard of this name Mooladhara, that is supposed to be about 2 inches above the rectum. That is where the lowest, the trunk of the body, the about 2 inches above the rectum is called Mooladhara. And there the Mooladhara Chakra is supposed to be in the form of a 4-petaled lotus, as a lotus flower. So it's with 4 petals. And that signifies the prithvi tattvam the earth principle you know the entire body is made up of only 5 elements you know earth water agni all that thing so prithvi tattvam that is signified here in the mooladhara chakram and it has got you know the guna the aspect of the property of earth is supposed to give the property of smell so the 5 elements each one of them give one property Smell property comes from this earth principle, Prithvi Tattvam. So that's what it is given. And actually even further, there is a deity. The deity is Ganesha for this particular Tattva. And there is also a region, this entire region. For example, 2 chakras together, there is a mandalam or a region. This is called an Agni Mandala. So these are all various aspects in the yoga. And then Yabo Mooladhara is Swadhisthana. Swadhisthana chakram is supposed to be like at the root of the genitals, somewhere around that region. And it is supposed to be a 6-petaled lotus. Now imagine in the body. So there is this Mooladhara chakra with 4-petal lotus kind of a shape. And above that, there is going to be at the root of the genitals, the 6-petaled rose. And that tattva there, the principle is tejas, fire principle. So earth principle, Mooladhara, Prithvi Tattvam, and the fire principle, Tejas, that is supposed to be the Swadhisthana Chakra. And that gives the form. So now smell, you know, Shabda, Sparsha, Rupa, Rasa, Gandha, all these 5 different, tanmatras are there. So smell is given by the Mooladhara Chakra, earth principle, and fire is given by the Swadhisthana Chakra, that is the fire principle color. And the deity for that is supposed to be Brahmaji himself. And both these together, this is called Agni Mandala. This is all. So now you divide the body. Imagine in the body, this is Agni Mandala. And just above the Agni Mandala, that is the Brahma is supposed to be the deity. And there is a Brahma Granthi. Granthi is like a knot where so many, you know, in the body, there are so many nadis, so many nerve systems. They are all coming through. And there is in this particular region, just above Agni Mandala, there is this Brahma Granthi. Granthi is a knot. So where so many nerves meet, that's the nerve center, so many of them meet, a cluster. So that is Brahma Granthi. And then what does this Granthi and all, what do they signify? We have got so many different types of vasanas. All these vasanas are arising from our own karma in so many births earlier. And all these vasanas, they are all depict themselves, exhibit themselves through various nerve systems. And then express themselves in various ways, either by action, reaction, this, kama, krodha, lobha, moha, madha, matsaryas, all those things, they are all coming through these various vasanas. And they go through, they cross in so many places. And each one refers to a place where they all cross. Brahma Granthi is one place where they all cross. There is one place just above the Agni Mandala. And then, above Swadhisthana, in the navel region, this is called Manipuraka Chakram, and this is a 10-petaled lotus. So we have got 4-petal lotus Kundalini, then we have got Swadhisthana 6, and then Manipuraka 10-petal lotus, and it is the water principle, that is jalam, apaha. And then apaha means taste, water, that is the taste is the particular aspect of water. And then Vishnu is the deity for that and is supposed to be in the Surya Mandalam. So from Agni Mandalam, now this is Surya Mandalam. And then above that is Anahata Chakram. Anahata Chakram is supposed to be the heart region, region of the heart. And is supposed to be a 12-petal, the lotus. And Vayu or air is supposed to be the principle. And the Tanmatra is supposed to be touch, the sense of touch. And Rudra is supposed to be the deity. And this is Surya Mandala. These both are in Surya Mandala. And above this Anahata Chakram, then this Vishuddhi Chakra, that is the neck region. And it is supposed to be a 16-petal the lotus there. And Akasha, space or ether, is supposed to be the Tattva, that principle. And sound, only in the space, sound manifests. So sound is the Tanmatra or the Guna. And the deity is the Jiva. And then it is, there is this Vishnu Granthi. So Brahma Granthi, then Vishnu Granthi. In Lalita Sahasranama, all these names come. So you will now be able to relate these names with Lalita Sahasranama also. There are a lot of parallels between Lalita Sahasranama and this. So this is Vishnu Granthi. There is again another center where all these things meet. That is above the Surya Mandala. Surya Mandala is Vishnu, the Manipuraka Chakram and Anahata Chakram. And then Vishuddhi Chakram is above that. That is the neck region. So the heart region, then the neck region. It is a 16-petaled lotus. So 4, 6, 10, 12 and 16. And as I told, this Akasha and all this, so Vishnu Granthi. And above Vishnu Granthi is the Ajna Chakram. Ajna Chakram is between the eyebrows. And there is a 2-petaled lotus. And the Manas, the mind, is supposed to be the Tattva, the principle. And the Indriyas, all these, you know, the Karma, Jnana, my, all those things are supposed to be the various Tanmatras, the Gunas. And the deity is supposed to be Guru. And the Mandala is supposed to be Soma Mandala. And Rudra Granthi is above that. So all these various chakras, now in the body, now from the Kundalini, through all these things, Swadhisthana, Manipuraka, Anahata, Vishuddhi and Ajna, and then the very top is supposed to be Sahasrara. And in the Sahasrara, in the Kundalini itself, in the Kundalini, is supposed to be in the form of a snake, which is of 3.5 coil. The snake is now lying down in the Kundalini chakra in the shape of a 3.5 coiled snake. The 3.5 coiled is 3 coil is A, U in the Omkara. If you take the Omkara, A, U and Ma are the 3 coils and the half coil is the Ardha Matra M. So A, U, Ma and M, they are the 3.5 coils in the Kundalini chakra. And then, so that is symbolic of Shakti. Symbolic of the Shakti aspect of her. And then the 10 petals, the Agni Mandala, 12 Surya Mandala, 16 Soma Mandala. So all those things. So A is the Mooladhara, and then Anahata, and then Ajna Chakra, A, U and Ma, and the Ardha Matra is supposed to be the sound, Ardha Matra. So that is the Pranava, the Om. And these are the various chakras in the Kundalini. And also there are, so Mula, Dharek, Nilaya, Brahma, Granthi, Vibhedini, Manipura, Andhridha, Vishnu, Granthi, Vibhedini, Ajna, Chakra, Janalaya, Rudra, Granthi, Vibhedini, Sahasrara, Mujaruda, Sudasara, Vivarshini, all these names we are familiar with the Lalita Sahasranama. So in all these various chakras, Amba manifests in all this. Now a person who does Upasana of the Devi through these various chakras, so in the Kundalini, the 3.5 coiled, serpent-shaped, that Shakti, imagine that is supposed to be sleeping in a small, in the lotus, the string-like thing of the lotus, the stem of the lotus will have string-like structure. You know, it's a very, very thin string. It is coiled along in that thickness, very, very small coil. So when it is coiled in that thing, from that particular place, from the Kundalini is awakened by sadhana. People do sadhanas. And all these chakras, they are all going through a particular nadi called Sushumna nadi. And that is going right from the Mooladhara ఆల్ ది వే టు యూనో స్వాధిష్టాన మణిపూరక అనాహత విశుద్ధి ఆజ్ఞ అండ్ సహస్రార. అండ్ వెన్ ఇట్ కమ్స్ ఆల్ ది వే టు ద హెడ్, ఇన్ ది హెడ్ దర్ ఇస్ సపోజ్ టు బి వాట్ ఇస్ నోన్ అస్ బ్రహ్మరంధ్రం. బ్రహ్మరంధ్రం ఫర్ అ చైల్డ్ యు నో యూ క్యాన్ పర్హాప్స్ అట్ ది టాప్ ఆఫ్ ద హెడ్ యూ క్యాన్ సీ ద వెరీ టెండర్ పోర్షన్ దట్ ఈస్ ఈవెన్ యూ కెన్ ఈవెన్ సీయింగ్ సీ పల్సేటింగ్. సో దిస్ ది సుషుమ్న నాడి సపోజ్ టు గో త్రూ ఆల్ దాట్. అండ్ వెన్ అ పర్సన్ డైస్ ది సపోజ్ టు ది జీవా ఈ సపోజ్ టు లీవ్ ద బాడీ త్రూ ఎనీ ఆఫ్ దోస్ నాడీస్. దెర్ ఆర్ సో మెనీ వేస్ త్రూ విచ్ ది జీవా క్యాన్ లీవ్ ది బాడీ. For example, for somebody it will go through the eye, somebody through the mouth, somebody through other portions. So you can see the eye wide open when they die. When some, for some people, the mouth wide open. So like that, for some people, if they have done lot of punya karmas, if they have done all punya karmas, then when it goes through Sushumna Nadi, through Brahmarandra, it straight goes to what is known as Satyaloka. Satyaloka is where Brahmaji is there. So it goes all the way to Satyaloka. And in Satyaloka, it is supposed to be all pure. There is no impurity of any kind. They don't have hunger. They don't have thirst. All the time is only time for jnanam. It's only jnana marga all the time. So once a person goes through the Sushumna Nadi, through Brahmarandra, all the way to Satyaloka, then there one can gain knowledge and can gain moksha. This is called Krama Mukti. If somebody dies and then if he is able to get this jnanam about awareness of oneself, aham brahma asmi, I am between me and the Lord, there is no difference, I am the Lord, tattvamasi, if he understands all that, gets the jnanam while he is alive, that is called the jivan mukti. And for a person who is the jivan mukta, who has realized the soul, for that person, no action, no karma will bind him and he will have no need for getting another body. So while he is living, he is Jivan Mukta, and after death, he becomes a Videha Muktaha. He doesn't have to have another body because another body is needed to either enjoy or suffer the phalam, the karma phalam. Once he has no affliction by any karma, he has no need to enjoy or suffer through the body. So no need for a body. He becomes a Videha Muktaha also. This is in the case of a person who becomes a jnani while in this janma itself. For those people who do so much of punya karma, all punya karmas only, for such people, when they die, the jiva goes through the Sushumna Nadi, goes all the way to Brahma Loka or Satya Loka, gains jnanam there, and then goes to mukti or moksha, that is called Krama Mukti. Now, all these various chakras, for a person who is in the Samayachara, there are so many ways of worship. And this Samayachara worship, a person who is doing worship through that particular form, all these various practices are all given there, where a person will do worship through all these chakras, raised from the Kundalini, all the way to Sahasrara, and then that Varamba is seated there along with Paramashiva. So that place is then covered in a secret place, Rahasi. In a secret place, she is now with her husband. So he is going there waiting till when the time she decides. So this is called Arohana. Rising from the Kundalini all the way to Sahasrara is the ascending portion. So that is Arohana. And then once Amba is there, she decides to return back, and that will be depicted in the next shloka. So this shloka is the Kundalini Arohana. This shloka is called Kundalini Arohanam. And all these chakras are called Adhara chakras. There are 6 Adhara chakras. Crossing all of them, going to the Sahasrara, she is going there, and once in that place, when you do upasana and imagine the Amba with your upasana shakti, that she is now transcending through all these chakras and in Sahasrara she is in full bliss, and that is what the person, the devotee, experiences, and it goes through, that bliss goes through the every nadi of the body. So he is totally bliss personified at that moment. So that is why people go through all these various yogic practices and then go through this experience of enjoying that bliss when it flows through all the nadis. Don't ask me whether I have experienced, I don't know any of them. I am only just telling you what is given in the textbook. no experience of any kind. I'm just only narrating whatever I have read and learned and understood. So once in the Sahasrara, then this is called Antaryaga or is called Samayachara. So that is the type of worship some people go through. And this Kulapatam, that is the word Kulapatam in this particular shloka, that is Manopi Brumadye Sakalamapi Bitva Kulapatam. Kulapatam is supposed to be the Raja Vidi, that is through Sushumna. When the entire thing is raised through the Raja Vidi, that is the main, you know, Chakkani Rajamargamu, that is the Rajamargam for the Jiva to escape the body. When it goes through that, through the Sushumna, that is called Kulapatam. That is the Raja Vidi, supposed to be coming out of lot of Punya only. For all others, you know, for people do various kinds of good acts, that acts, this acts, the Jiva goes through so many ways because it has to leave the body in some way, the Sukshma Shariram. I don't know whether I explained death to some of these people in this audience. When people die, only the grass body dies. We have got three bodies, the grass body, subtle body and the causal body. The subtle body and the causal body, they leave this grass body along with Chaitanyam and it goes away, it travels. And that is what we are telling when it is leaving the body. And then it is going in search of another body and all. So before, for rebirth and all that thing. So that is the another totally different subject. But this is what is meant by this. Kulapatam, the Raja Vidi, where this entire transcendental status, where from the Kundalini to Sahasrara is supposed to be the Arohanam. And once it goes to Sahasrara, again coming back to Kundalini, is called Avarohanam, that is given in the next sloka that we will see in the next webinar. So at the moment, I think there are too much of information in various chakras I have given now. So I think I will stop here at this point, and then we will take the next sloka in the next webinar. Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate పూర్ణస్య పూర్ణమాదాయ పూర్ణమేవావశిష్యతే ఓం శాంతి 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 శ్రీకృష్ణార్పణమస్తు నారాయణ.